Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. I want to play a game. Ever been looked at weird 'cause you a freak? Well, we got a place for you 7 days a week. Jungle Rider Radio, tune the fuck in. Get up on the line and everybody wins. Ever been frowned upon 'cause you a weirdo? Well, come join us 'cause we one badass show. We do this for all of you in the family. Come through and kick it with Havoc and G.
Well, whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rod Radio with your host, Havoc, Cole's Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us here very shortly. I guess I want to open up the chat room. I guess not. But, what do you say we go a little Hollywood Undead with We Are? And we are back. Let's see here. We got Kyler with us. What's going on, homie?
What's up, man?
No, boss, man. Got brand new Twisted.
Tight.
So, all right, so, you know, so I'm not sure if you've heard this track yet or not. It's called Embarrassed. It's actually a part of the Red Vinyl series, along with the Down With Us Angel Spit remix. So, check this shit out and let us know what you think about it.
All right.
And we are back. So what do you think of that, homie?
Man, it was pretty tight, but it sounds like they're starting to get soft like ICP did.
No, not really. Honestly, I still think they're still a little bit harder than ICP right now.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, from their, like, cryptic collection and all that, they're still trying to say.
No, not really. If you listen to Abominations.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking Abominations was definitely one of the hardest fucking albums that they put out in a long while.
It is.
So. But we'll see what ICP decides to do with this new fucking Joker's card they got coming out, which they don't really need another one.
Yeah.
They should have ended it off with the Wraith and just ended it there. But nope. They decided to put out a whole other deck.
Yeah, if it's gonna be like anything like in my death pop list, it ain't gonna be like none of the original Joker's cards. I mean, even Bane Pow Boom wasn't that great, but
yeah, well, Bane Pow Boom wasn't anything like the original either.
No.
But Well, like I said, you can get that track off of the Red Vinyl Series, Volume 1, put out by Twisted. There's only two tracks up on there. Embarrassed is one of them, and then they got like a remix for Downward Us up on there. But. What can we play? You know what? I'm gonna go a little snow to product because this chick's just fucking mad. This chick's fucking dope as all fuck. So here we go to play.
Where my fellas, baby, get a stack. Dance on, where my
I'm back. Oh, man, so what did you think of Snow the Product?
Man, that's pretty dope.
Hell yeah, man, yo, that chick definitely goes hard. Her, fucking Whitney Payton. You know, there's, like, so many fucking amazing female artists out there that, you know, get overlooked by so many people. Such as, like, of course, like, you know, such as, like, Whitney Payton, Illegal. Kelly Demon got looked over by a lot of people. I mean, that chick is definitely a dope artist herself. But, is there anything that you want to hear, man?
Do what?
Is there anything you want to hear?
Secondhand smoke.
What happened?
Secondhand smoke.
We can definitely do that. Let me get to it. Make sure we have it up on here. We should. Just not all uploaded to the soundboard. Yeah. I thought we had it up on here. Like I said, I'll upload it though. It shouldn't take that long. So, man, so I gotta ask you, man. So how'd you enjoy the fucking story time last night with Jumpsteady?
Dude, that was tight. Only got to hear a few of it, as I kind of caught it a little bit late, but it's tight.
Hell yeah, man. I think Jumpsteady should have to get back in the studio and start recording some more tracks, though.
I actually have not heard Jumpsteady rap.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, my friend told me about it, and then I read in Beyond the Paint about he did one with his daughter and stuff. I ain't looked it up yet or nothing.
Yeah. How about this? While I upload Secondhand Smoke, how about I introduce you to some motherfucking Jumpsteady?
Let's do it.
Alright, here we go with. I think we'll go old school with it. And we'll go with the Chaos Theory.
It's the Chaos Theory! It's the Chaos Theory!
If I teach you every secret of the Dragon Slayer, would I remain the one and only Dragon Slayer? On the daily, I'm the mastermind of everything you question. Feel like pick a forest and the hollow ground is resting in. If the dream limit cube really exists, would you wish away the wars and the coming of apocalypse? Devastating like the chambers and dungeons combined. It's slicker than a 20-sided die. The ones who are not found divine must roll for soul. The horse is drowning in the moat with plague and I'm the antidote. Underneath the cloak of night without a dagger in sight. It's just the wings and blades of samurais. Wait for the sun to come up to watch the battle begin. The heads are kept as trophies in the warrior's den. And souls descend and destroy the sick and weary and become elements of the Chaos Theory.
It's the Chaos Theory!
Behind enemy lines and it's about time for you and your empire to die.
Covered cabins, knowledge is hidden. To read it and use it is forbidden. Like a double-edged sword, cut or be cut. Do unto others what it takes to get your strength up. Come on, get up. Attack with full force. Depending on the situation, of course. It's gotta be a win without a single loss. Targeting the ambassador of the regime and let his blood flow through the local drinking stream.
Drink it up.
Let the point be felt. It's not the money or wealth. It's not the riches or jewels he's keeping for himself. It's about the freedom. It's about the pride. It's about time for you and your empire to die behind enemy lines without communication. And only the sun to light the scene of the assassination. So with blade in hand, I take a Jesse stand for every man and woman repping the Ninja Clan.
Behind enemy lines.
Battlefield, the opponents now know how all the cattle feel to be slaughtered and eaten by some who out of their mind as we rebuild the world one fellowship at a time. It had to be chaos without bounty, there's no hunter with everyone in content and living under the rule of one king in charge of running everything, reaping untold fortunes while the world is suffering. It's a theory more complex than flux capacitors, pressing powerful punk style like trash compactors. I'm not an actor, I'm a prophet of the seventh world. Heaven's staircase is long and starting to curl around the universe like the chaos theory. As ghosts rise from the burial grounds of cemetery and holy lands all across the world with people at peace, cause evil is gone from out the street.
Behind enemy lines, and it's about time for you and your empire to die.
Who are these bloody wizards? Why are they attacking me? They're ninja warriors. Maybe they've been sent by the Russians. I'm afraid they want to kill you.
These guys are tough. They're like Japanese samurai, the way they fight. And also, the weapons they use. How can I handle them?
Don't be pessimistic. If only you could find the ninja master.
Mm-hmm.
You should go and look. With a bit of luck, you'll find what you need.
And we're back, man. What'd you think of Jump Steady?
Dude, that shit was off the hook, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking Jump Steady is definitely one of the dopest motherfuckers. You know, to definitely, you know, to be turned to psychopathic. And, here you go, man. I couldn't find the original on my computer yet, but I did manage to find the remix, so here you go with Secondhand Smoke.
I represent the East Side, no peace. Fuck the police. We tell you to increase the deceased at least. A grown man telling you something that he believes. Practice to deceive, no more tricks up my sleeve. What the fuck, bitch? Why you talking shit? Better duck, bitch, before your dough get hit. This shit is twisted, deeper than that old fresh bridge. Sticky in the jam and jelly face.
Everybody out still talking about something. What you thought you heard, bitch? Like God's never we survive like
back. There you go, homie. Fucking, like I said, I mean, I couldn't find the original on my computer, but I know what it is. Couldn't find it. Let's see here. Up next. Shit, let's go with an oldie but a goodie. Tilt the world.
Tilt the world. All you motherfuckers are gonna die. Everybody. You dying every day. Constantly. I kill myself right motherfucking now and still won't die.
Trying them.
Wicked clown.
Never.
Never die. What?
Oh my goodie, look a chicken. Keep your money. Here's a ticket. Hold up, keep your kids out here. They too young to play in there. Step right up, now strap them in. Lock it tight under his chin. Clamp his arms up to his side. Gonna be a helly ride. Now if you misplace an item, psychopathic, say the fight em. If you lose your nugget, yo, hatchet ain't responsible. Look and wonder if you will, cause we about to whip and kill. Think about your every sin as I tilt your whirly spin. They won't fuck the line, put him up front. Welcome to our spectacle, Kearney Rice Eccentrical. Hope you like it even though have to mingle with the pole. Hey, you go to have a seat, you got to taste his right as neat. Tell you now the ride is fast, might want me to hold your cash. We shun a spin until your soul leaves your body dead and cold. Tilt your whirly spraying blood all over the neighborhood. Let's see.
How about the motherfucking Esom? Now my question for you is, have you ever heard Esom before?
Nope.
Well, here we go, man. Migraine headache.
At night, migraine headache, just like the exorcist, my whole bed shake. What I'm trying to do now is make the dead wake. Real life psychopathic, nothing ever say it fake. I watch blood drip down the walls, take 23 Tylenols, the voice yelling from down the hall. I'm losing it, mental abusing it. Your car crashed when I was cruising it, cause I dropped my Mountain Dews in it. The radio was blasting, I blew a fuse in it. The cops signaled me to pull over, I'm refusing it. Try to stop me in this Uzi, I'm using it. For murder, I be choosing it, bet I be abusing it. The whole game, I'm finna rewrite the rules in it. It's too many fools in it, I'm just stuck on schooling it. Crazy cooling it, showing you how I'm doing it. Panic attack and ruin it, schizophrenic, a lunatic. I need some aspirin, some buffering. Coming out of coma, off 17 soma. Purple push the aroma, murder diploma. But first,
RGB bitch, and this ain't even our verse.
Push a hearse, dream about my funeral. 4839B is only pill I swallow. So if you wanna follow me, walk the bloody trail. And fuck you if you don't wanna see my soul in heaven or hell. Tell your mama about the drama, the wicked ass karma. 360 blow your mind like the suicide bomber. So I'ma get it straight, meditate and stay sedated. Another way to better state it is I stay medicated.
Migraine and it hurts a little something. Is he Sean Satanic? Fuck that shit, I am!
Huh?
I'm Satan, bitch, triple six, god damn!
Fucking magic witchcraft all out. So shut your mouth, bourbon, cause my dick might slip out.
Me and Shaggy murder bag ladies and faggots fucking bragging as we garbage bagging them for the maggots. It's raining these diamonds and happy's my mood. I'm like a fat kid eating pizza about to watch pay-per-view.
Don't fuck with me now.
Not another migraine, sometimes the diamonds that follow within acid. Wow!
And we're back. So what do you think of Esom then, man?
Yeah, that was something else, man. It's the first time I listened to him. It's pretty tight.
Now, let me ask you, man. Have you ever heard Supervillains before?
No, I have not.
Supervillains is the supergroup of ICP and Esom back when Esom was a part of Psychopathic. So I'm gonna give you a track by them. This is I Shot the DJ.
Right here, your non-stop party block. I'm your host, DJ.
Who the fuck ain't broken the villains? You gotta die on the club and the radio. We about to ride on you fake ass DJs. Who wanna hang, Mr. Club? It's a table guy, grab the crate. We shot the whole motherfucking party up. Try to hit the DJ, but we kinda drunk. But we the hardest. And y'all scared like a bitch every minute, every hour. Play the same old shit. You better pump this shit. Hey, fuck that dance. Bullets make you lean back. The shit in your pants. Rock music. How about shock music? Get a real DJ before I lose it. Super feeling radio every day. What the fuck did he say? And what he gon' play? No, fuck that. We gotta burn his bitch down. Yeah, DJ bleeding all over the ground.
Work anymore. They try to sell him to the pawn store. Another dead DJ shot in the club before the killer ran off. He cut his hands off. Hot Jams 103, DJ found dead. They took a record crate and smashed his head into a goulash. And then they disappeared.
Sound like the shoot but Vince was dead.
In a fleet of limousines, dismissed the diamond. Hear the voice in the world and commercial rhyming. Shot 25 DJs in 2 days. A bloody diamond cut bullets in my murder rampage. With the club, scratches and cuts, DJs necks open. They run off, bloody and choking. Then I blast a hole in their back, big as a basketball. Then turn around and blast his jaw.
So I'm about to hurt his motherfucking feelings. Gay bashing, party crashing, gangster fashion. I didn't like what he was playing, so I blast him. Party over here, it's the body over there. On the meals of steel bloods everywhere. Say what? Who's that? Mr. Club, Mr. Space Nuff, into the party with a snub as I commence to cause a lot of casualties. On radio, DJ personalities, home of hip hop and R&B, home invasion. Fuck that, I'm blowing up the radio station. Fully automatic, so they play nothing but static. Flashback every time you see a turntable panic. Fuck that, play my new shit. The crew shit, the true shit, or get your brains blue, bitch.
I shot the DJ,
back. So what do you think of Superdome, then, man?
It's pretty good.
Now, what about Drive-By? You can give us the Drive-By before?
Yes, I actually have.
What about A and B?
Yeah, man.
What about Big E? I'm not Big E, Big B.
No, I've never heard of him.
Oh, Big B is a part of Subnoise Records, with KMK. So let's see here. I'll give you a good track. Give you one of his older tracks. This is American Dream.
Come on.
Alright, we're back. So what do you think of Big B there, homie?
That's pretty cool. What, who did you say he's with?
Sub Noise Records. You do know who Sub Noise is, right?
No, but I know, I don't think I know about who's caught my things on. That's about it.
Yeah, Suburban Noise Records is KMK's label.
Oh,
It's actually founded Denver. Alright, so it looks like my co-host Gil G uploaded a couple tracks here. So let's get these ones out. Gil G will be here shortly. But I say we check out these tracks. This is, I'm going to say, Aquileo. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of this group. But here we go with I'm Saying.
I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. Hey, should I wait for God to come from the sky? From the sky, search the sea, if that's all it is, a lie. It's a lie. I always feel good because I'm high.
Because I'm high.
I'm saying, this
we're back. What'd you think of that, man?
That's pretty good, man.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely dope, man. That's the first time I'm not even hearing them. And I got to say, text verse on that entire album was fucking, well, not Trevor, was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Now, have you heard anybody off of Strange Music before?
Yeah, I actually have.
Who have you heard off of Strange Music so far?
Well, besides Tech N9ne, Rich and Cuckahoon and Chris Cargo, that's about it.
Have you heard Stevie Stone or Liquid Assassin?
No.
Alright. Well, I'm gonna introduce you to Liquid Assassin first, since I'm already there. So here we go, this is Rap Goon.
Oh yeah, this a hard motherfucker right here.
Hey man.
It is what it is,
bro.
Strange Music, Rap Goons is in the building.
Yeah.
Scatterman and Snug Brim.
Yeah, nigga.
And we came to introduce to the motherfucking world my nigga L.A., the Liquid Assassin. And if you cocksuckers want to get up on something,
fuck around,
get up on that.
I'm a rap goon, beats like boom. All eyes on me when I step in the room. And they hate on doom, cause the boy gon' rock. And I ain't gon' stop till the game's on lock. I'm a rap goon, beats like boom. All eyes on me when I step in the room.
I'm a grind for them dollar tags. I'm rapping shady and they don't know how to act.
Alright, we're back. So up next, man, I'm going to introduce you to Stevie Stone. This is Momentum.
Give me Heim!
Today, stand on, we've come for the bottom right! That's why you can't see the top! But no contrary! When that momentum get in you, it's hard to slow a real nigga down. He go by the name of Stevie Stone. Sue me.
Well, I'm back home in the mix tension. I straddle your opposition. They playing me, They playing. Now I be ripping. Motherfucker wanna cheer. And the brother said it for the chairs in the hip. Cause I'm loud and abrupt. I'm loud and abrupt. When I speak, the ground shaking. The stiffest strangers are Homer.
I'm on it.
Godzilla can hear me around the corner.
I'm on it.
I'm an animal, vicious, you know I wanna.
I'm on it.
The fire, Tony, bad bitches, sipping Corona. Unleash, elite, trigger. In the middle of the 5-7 triple. I am that nigga. 13 million, 130, 130,000 momentum. Worthy, make a nigga wanna serve him. I'm holding with freedom. I'm out of wild. I'm nursing, nigga. No gravity around him. I'm pushing on him. The money counting. The fire on the scene. Rain on water.
When I step top, I pray. Momentum. I'm on it.
If I see it, I want it. I go and get it.
I'm on it.
If you're looking for competition, come get it.
I'm on it.
Rolling stone. Keep rolling and rolling on. From rock bottom, throwing the poker building. I get the buck and they dress and they catch a feeling. Superstar in the making, kept them made in the million.
I'm on it.
Difference with Casa, we wandering, call the ruckus.
I'm on it.
Too many the fingers, I'm hollering, screaming. Fuck it, you prime, you can't touch it. Prime, you best tuck it. I follow dollar lines, I'm mindless, toy lucky. Coupon and I duck it. Find the cold getter. A ball with a cold fan, country ass nigga.
Yeah. Running back, oh, running back,
oh, running back.
All right, I'm out of space and coming back.
I'm out of wild. I'm great 3,000. A nursing nigga. No gravity around him. I'm pushing on him. The money counting. The fire on the scene. Rain on water.
When I step top, I pray. Momentum.
I'm on it.
If I see it, I want it. I go and get it.
I'm on it. If you're looking for competition, come get it.
I'm on it.
Rolling stone. Rolling and rolling on.
And we're back. So what do you think of Liquid Assassin is doing, man?
That's pretty good, man.
Now, have you ever heard of Corporate Avengers?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever heard of them before, or just heard of them?
I think I just heard of the name before.
Well, check it out, man. This is one of the tracks by them. This is The Bible Is Bullshit.
In the history of the human race, of all the inspirations for the separation of man from his true tribal culture, of all the inspirations for acts of violence from one man onto another, from one nation onto another, from one oppressor onto the oppressed, there is no more guilty party and inspiration than those books known as the Holy Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita to spread separation of mankind.
we are back. So next up, man, have you heard Seth's Crew yet or not yet?
No.
All right, so here we go with Seth's Crew. If you mind, this is When Worlds Collide.
Nose full of Katy Perry rolling rotten shotgun. Acting like I ain't got sense cause I ain't got none. No religious bitches in my circle, I ain't got none. Gotta leave a crater in this game before the clock's done.
Now watch where we headed, taking shots, come and get it. Hip-hop, menace, some said we never should've got breaded. Let it fly, moving through the sky, losing sight of us. My predecessors accepting my destiny's might as much.
Mouth stuffed with ecstasy in a state of nirvana. With a belly full of molly, I'm puffing this marijuana. Another one, I am honor, your honor, honestly. The way they hate on Gotti and you begins fucking comedy.
The combination so uncommon to cause a company to cover me and cover my cost. Cousin, now come at me, my blood's running, I'm 100 no matter what it seem. I done nothing but crush whatever the fuck was in front of me.
Shot pitches, flicking pitch. Yeah, we're on some sicker shit. Shooting up with the reverend, he's a flippin' hypocrite. Bathing in the bath salt, Luther made an entrail. Seems to be I die in every other role like Denzel.
Diving while they shooted me. You and I, crew is unified. Minor scrutiny, suit and tie. Execute a trooper, sign a mutiny. Doing time, humans euthanized by the truth in
okay,
me.
Okay, I'm zoned out, turned up, wildin' out wavy. Rolling up the purple bumpin', Brenda's got a baby. Working for no money isn't funny, it is slavery. I'm headed for oblivion and can't nobody save me.
Planetary collision, inner vision, apocalypse. Demonology, monetary, toppled metropolis. Inequality, military, coddled the populace. Mephistopheles headed full throttle for opulence.
Corner offices, sexy secretaries and emails. Demonic packages are delivered minus the details. Three rails, later I pop it without a second look. This roll is for a chicken, this carnage is for the record book.
Tell my mama I'm sorry, my job is so obnoxious. Body full of toxins, I probably will never process. Paradigm shipping, sipping up, catch a witch's ride. Wish that I would switch it up different, but why simplify?
Two fly launch pad, crash land, I'm a wreckage. Looking for the black box, FBI, search method, soul of Saddam. I'm the motherfucking bomb, check it, inspiration of Hitler, Bruce Lee's work ethic.
Sun Tzu, manifest a Dalai Lama mind state. Hijack a G6, tripping, trying to fly straight. Spun a lie, wonder why they wonder why I'm irate. Violation, summon my emotion, I annihilate.
By the bait, get them to bite and I might could buy the weight. Soon as we start eating, these suckers are gonna try to hate. I relate, hard to see people do better than you. Strangers form a line outside hours before we open the venue.
Let me continue, feel the bad vibe calling, I might could dial it back. Motherfucker rapper talking about I want my style back. Punk's ice grilling me, I smile back. I relax, hired for my prior stats. Why attack, fire back.
Tiger's flat, putting it pure fuckery, I am back. People think this shit's a result of me smoking fire crack. Fade to black, free basing in the back of a ratty shack. Killer city misery's one hell of a habitat.
But what's been happening, now they asking me what got into me. Galvanize the lives of whoever's in my proximity. Lock, stock, artillery, cock and aim at the industry. Paint a picture of pain and pleasure inside a symphony.
We got the chemistry on the struggle for constant energy. My aura's looking more like the color of what a killer's be. Killer beat, nothing to fornicate with a killer beat. The pain and path, the remedy for whatever is killing me.
Philistines lurking in silhouette, get the guillotine.
Stomping out your day, man, then we come in to kill a dream.
Snap away,
activate,
all civilians evacuate.
Back away,
pack a nine.
Sacrifices we had to make,
trap for time.
Apex predator about to gravitate, back to shine.
Fall out of place, I'ma put them back in line.
Back inside of my lane,
fraternizing with fame.
I shoot it rapid fire, your brain.
We mastermind in the game.
And we're back. So what'd you think of Seth's Crew, man?
It's pretty dope, though.
Now, have you heard Zug Allen before?
Yes, I have.
Ah, right, cool. Let's see. Now, Is there anything that you want to hear yourself right now, man?
I forgot. I don't know the name of it. I think it's Eminem's Mom. That was the last track on Juggernauts.
Wait, the last track on what?
Juggernauts.
Let's see here. I don't think I got Juggernauts. Actually, I think all Juggernauts really is just mainly a compilation of like the old tracks.
Yeah.
My CP. What track did you think it was?
I think it's called Eminem's Mom.
That's one of the names for it. The actual name is called Please Don't Hate Me. I can definitely put it up. There we go.
What up, dawg? What you been up to? Oh yeah, well that's cool. Check it out. Me and you, we been down for a while, right? We been here and there, we been pretty tight. Something happened last night that you might get upset about.
Uh-oh.
But hear me out. I didn't mean nothing by it. I'ma make this quick.
What?
I gave your mama this dick. I don't know how it happened. I just know my nuts and her itch was slapping. I was over there mowing the grass and I could feel her eyes all up on my ass. And then I went inside to make a phone call and there she was with her titty hanging out her bra. One thing just led to another, next thing you know, I'm butt-fucking your mother.
Mother, please don't hate me, but I've been fucking your mom too lately. Please don't hate me, but I've been fucking your mom too lately. Please don't hate me, I never said I loved a hoe.
Don't hang up, I still got more. Your mama gives head like a heroin whore. I wasn't thinking about how you was my bud when she spreaded my butt cheeks and went for the milk dud. We broke out with your grandpa's gin and got drunk. I fucked her with a bowling pin, she's freaky. Her nipples look like peanuts. Your mama's one of my favorite sluts. She likes licking from the back of my balls to the tip of my dick with one big lick. She calls me her big teddy bear. Rawr, I chase her around in my underwear. I'll admit I like spanking her butt. I used your sock though to catch my nut. Don't worry, I put it back. I knew her better, that's probably why your toes been sticking together. Oatmeal, yo. It's bumpy and grainy. I like the feel, though. And I ain't trying to diss her either. I'm only saying that I wish she would trim her beaver some. Every hair is like a foot long. Bitch looks like a werewolf wearing a thong sometimes. It's alright with me, though. I don't mind as long as I can locate the beehole. And your dad's so dumb, he's knowing nothing here. I'm stuffing her muffin, not to mention the pickle buffin. And I hope me and you are still cool. I'm spending the night so she can drive me to school tomorrow. And we plan on fucking again. Alright, I'll talk to you later. Peace, Eminem.
Ooh. D-Val, somebody got fucked up, nigga.
Don't hate me, but I've been fucking your mom too lately. Don't hate me,
I never said I loved her.
Don't hate me, but I've been fucking your mom too lately. Don't hate me,
never should have trusted each other.
we got a 702.
You
want to
carry something too, Mary?
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Mary?
Nothing. Walking home from Walmart and the cigarette store.
Wait, there's a cigarette store in Walmart?
Yeah, all in the same parking lot.
Interesting.
Come on, I live in Vegas.
This is true. Home of the strippers and prostitutes. I'm fucking
My
tired.
My back feels like it's going to lock up on me.
Why would your back lock up on you?
My back's been fucking on me lately.
Well, why don't you go get it checked out?
It's bad. Because that would mean that I'd have to go to the doctor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought, you know, it meant you going to see
Oh, by the way, happy late birthday.
Thank you.
I know I'm late, but it's the first time I talked to you since.
Yeah,
I can't believe
Pistolin's
5 now.
I can't believe I'm 27. I'm an old shit.
I'm turning 24.
Yeah,
she told
terrible.
Me I had to help carry shit. Oh, boo-hoo! You know what, Brittany? I fucking love you, too. I hate you, too, Nick. Oh.
Edo, it is...
Hey.
Halloween.
I'm going to hang up and call back when I get home.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, by the time she gets over, the show will probably be over. No, she's walking home, and she lives in Vegas, and she's probably got her kids. Yeah, by the time she gets home, the show will be over. So, have you heard Mr. Rotten Treats before?
No.
Oh, here we go with ICP, Mr. Rotten Treats.
That was a tricky tip.
Well, Jason, that was an interesting Halloween story. Anybody else have another Halloween story they'd like to share with the class?
I have another one.
Well, you had just told your story, Jay.
So what, bitch?
What?
You sit here every day and tell stories. I tell a story in this motherfucker.
Jay?
He doesn't want me to tell my story, because he knows my story. It's about Mr. Rotten Treats.
Hey.
All of your parents know my story, too.
Don't be talking about
See,
Mr. Rotten Treats.
I'll never tell you about him, though.
Jay?
Long ago, they all killed Mr. That's Rotten Treats.
Now don't go there, Jay.
Welcome to the other side. That's what they told me when I died. I walked there.
back. Ego Man, an old classic from ICP. Now, if you really want to get more classic with it, have you ever heard or listened to Dog Beats?
Dog Beats? No, I have not.
Oh, Dog Beats, that's one of the first tracks that was put out by ICP. Before they were known as Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah,
they were known
Inner City Posse.
Yep, and this was actually one of the tracks that was put out by Inner City Posse. And then soon re-released as Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
So here you go, bud.
Yeah, what you need?
Let me get a large order of fries and...
No fries.
Excuse me?
No fries, man.
Oh, well, must be out there. All right, well, then give me a large double slam.
Nope.
And what?
Can't do it.
Why not?
No meat.
No meat?
No meat, man, damn.
All right, then I'll take a salad, then.
You better grow yourself one.
What's that?
We ain't got no damn salad, man.
Oh, well, then what the hell do you have?
We got the dog beets.
Oh, yeah, the dog beets, huh?
Yep.
Alright, well then I'll take order of that to go then.
Inner City Posse got the dog beats, ICP, we got the dog beats.
No, you don't stop with the funk from the old days. Start nodding your head as the beat plays. Yo, the ICP has got the dog beats. Inner City Posse and we playing for keeps. And I know that you're liking this funk, cause I can hear my voice coming out the trunk of your ride. Don't take me for a sucker. You'll leave it unattended, I'ma take the motherfucker. Q to the D to the O-T-E. Hitting those three with the ICP. I like bait, treble and the tap stuff. Throw a kick it in the back of a scepter bus with that 40-0 or that strong bull. Shooting craps in the back of the liquor store. And I'm hitting, and we'll keep it at that. You all jump, now I'm too dope for that.
Rolling and I'm headed for the Clark Park. Just finished shooting eight with the dark shark. Seen the freak with the bright white tank top. Keep rolling cause I know I'll see my bank drop. Oh boy, if you wanna see your riches, stay the hell away from that more money. Trucks to the buckets to the G's. The ICP has got the dog.
Wow, 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 give you.
Oh yeah.
Drop the dog.
I'm the general wheel, six pack in the back and a dozen. Keep the sound up, Fosgate 1000. Two dope, gotta keep his own style. Homemade kick a box, full tennis, bossy peak. Make a whole car hop when we let the bass drop.
Inner City Posse got a bad breath. Like my man on the truck, he took a big step. And I can't stand a neighborhood menace. So I throw a chin like Rocky Dennis. Bass in the car, something stack. I know you hear me booming in Pontiac. Everyone's braver when the bass rocks, so I got a little something in the glove box.
Yeah. Long black hair with a white rag. 40 cent bagel when I'm brown bag. Jump steady, rude boy, Nate the Mac. Chillin' by my side cause my posse's stacked. I know I'm getting famous, just think for a minute. So the car radio and my tape was in. Songs bring our life to the streets. The ICP got the dog beats.
Yeah.
Drop the dog.
Inner City Posse got the dog beats. Inner City Posse got the dog beats.
Inner
City Posse and the dog beats.
It is the house. Yeah. Waiting at the light as my bass thumps. And I'm getting jocked by these local chumps. They point, they wave, they stare, they look. I've been shocked so hard I could write a book.
Silent J down with the pimp daddies. Silent J down with the pimp daddies. Silent J down with the pimp daddies. Smooth plush rides in a velvet caddy. All the way live down to Jefferson. Inner City Posse got the best of them. When the tape and your system meet, ICP's got the dog beats.
Inner City Posse got the dog beats. ICP, we got the dog beats. Inner City Posse got the dog beats, ICP, we got the dog beats. Inner
Inner City Posse got the dog beats, ICP, we got the dog beats. Inner City Posse got the dog beats, ICP, we got the dog beats.
What did you think of some old school ICP, man?
It's a lot different from today's.
Well, yeah, because, you know, that was, like I said, that was one of the first tracks, you know, they put out before becoming, you know, Interstate Posse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, but it still sounds a hell of a lot better than fucking Mighty Death Pop and Bang Pow Boom.
Yes, it does.
Ghetto G, what's going on?
Man, I swear, every time I call here, you're talking about the Mighty Death Pop and Bang Pow Boom.
Yeah, we know, but I've been, I've been introducing Tyler here to some old school tracks, man. Fucking introducing the Dog Beats, Esham. Again, Super Villains, Jump Steady.
Man, me and John Animal Steel just had this conversation yesterday at Twisted, talking about how people don't even know who the fuck Esham is.
Yeah, I know, right?
we're only talking about this shit because there's like little kids roaming around.
Yeah.
Like when I say kids, I mean kids. Somebody brought their fucking kids.
Oh, fuck. Why?
I don't know. I guess they couldn't find a babysitter on a Friday night.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. You got that one dude fucking humping out a fucking fat ass bitch. No, no kids on ABC.
Oh, man. Dude, that was fucking gross, dude. Like, this bitch, like, she was, like, in love with this dude, man, just all over him and shit, and then he was all over her, and it was a bunch of rubbing and touching and dry humping, and it was just fucking gross. You know damn well they fucked after the show.
Oh, yeah. And if I was there, yeah, trust me, I would have said to him, be like, get a room, nasty bitches.
I mean, it's not even like the chick was somewhat decent. She was just this big, fat, ugly bitch.
Damn.
Like Jabba the Hutt, man, in the crowd.
Maybe more likely that bitch probably makes Jabba the Hutt look better.
Nope.
So, unfortunately, we can't get on. We cannot get on the big bit strips tonight.
And why is that? Important.
So they go to it. It says, please stand by. Sorry, our servers are overloaded. We are trying to get back up and running as fast as possible.
You see that? Nothing works right on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. That makes me wonder how my fucking shit with my fucking iPod is.
I'm just saying, like, everything they put on Facebook, it usually fucks up and it always crashes.
Yeah, and interesting.
Too many people try to use it.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, man, let's make some funny comics. Oh, wait, I can't because Facebook fucking sucks.
Oh, how the fuck do you pronounce that damn group, by the way, bun?
Aquelio.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna start calling him Aquelio.
Yeah, I don't know, man. While they were performing, man, the one song, I felt like I was watching, like, Law and Order. Because, like, you know, they were talking about a whole, like, case thing going on. And then, no, I'm not talking about the OJ song. That's a different song. But, but then, like, there was this one song they were talking about how, like, people look at them like they got stuff on their face. Like, the way they had their face painted, it was, like, real light. So, like, they did shit with the lights. And then, like, it looked like they had nothing on their face, but then it would come back, you know what I'm saying? It was real cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the hell is that, man? Who's chopping up their cocaine?
Probably Kyler.
Damn it, Kyler, what'd I tell you about that?
Sorry, man. Dick is...
He was fainting, man. He got the mirror and everything out right now, chopping it up.
So, Ghetto Bad, how'd you feel about being turned into the fucking exorcist?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know that fucking comic I made of you, like, fucking floating over the fucking taxi off and fucking contorted and shit.
Oh, I just thought I was getting hit by a taxi.
Nah, I got bored, so I decided to fucking contort you, like, over the fucking...
I didn't realize I turned into the exorcist. I just thought I was being fucked up because I got hit by a car.
I did that to you. I did that to fucking Allie, asshole.
I'm calling her an asshole. Up. That's not nice.
I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Do you even talk to that girl, or you just make a random picture?
No, but she hit me up on fucking, like on what a mind that I made for myself. Like, I think it was like me and you, or something like that. And she, you know, and she told me that she wanted me to make one of me and her. So I did.
Because I'm saying I talked to that girl like a few times, but I was like, I didn't even know Havoc knew this girl. Because I saw all these pictures you made with her yesterday. I was like, the fuck was going on here tonight?
Yeah, but it's funny because of the fucking horror, I'm not falling for that one, that again thing with the ghost. And, I completely made her fucking leg disappear behind her body, her fucking hands pointing to her fucking tits like a retard, and her head's just, like, all fucking fucked up.
But no, man, you should check that group out, though, man. I actually uploaded some songs.
Yeah. I played a track really, a while ago.
And what did you play?
I'm Saying, featuring Tech Don.
I'm Saying, that's an older one. But I don't know, it looks like they've been around for quite a while. And it's the first time I heard of them. But apparently they were on, like, Swisha House. Which is Paul Wall's shit.
Ah, okay. Well, I know they got like a new track coming out and a new album coming out.
And when does that come out?
Don't know, but they're gonna be releasing a new track on Halloween.
Because they were at the show yesterday and. We talked to them and shit, man. We're like, why ain't you guys got no merch out around here, man? Because they ain't have no booth set up or anything. And then they pulled out a bag, man, you know, full of CDs and shit. So we bought one off them. They signed it.
Hell yeah.
So I'm guessing that's the newest CD that they got.
Was it the Book of Illumination?
No, it's Speaking of the Devil.
Well, like I said, on Halloween night, there will be a special link for an exclusive download for the track All Seeing Eye featuring Mayday.
What the hell, man? They're working with everybody on Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, but from the looks of it, man, they're older music, man. It was kind of just like your, you know, typical hip-hop shit. They have a song called, like, Cadillac. And then I guess at some point in time, they realized they didn't want to do that anymore. And they, you know, started doing some... crazy shit.
Okay, looks like the new album's gonna be called Black Magic, maybe.
I don't know, man. They got some crazy shit going on, man. You know, they say some shit that people would never say. It's kind of like the rap version of Corporate Avengers or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it could be.
Because I was just saying, like, you know, they touch on, like, the whole religion shit and all that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I noticed that with that fucking true God thing.
I'm just saying, like, if, when I was first listening to them on YouTube or whatever, I was like, are they for religion or are they against religion? Because, you know, it wasn't really clear. but then after listening to some songs or whatever, you know, it's pretty much, you know, just talking about religion, like, what the fuck? But no, man, the one song that was kind of funny, and it was just funny because they were performing it live, it was called OJ Did It. So, I mean... You should go ahead and play that song.
I could definitely do that. Oh, yeah. A couple more people that introduced Kyler to Big B, Stevie Stone.
Stevie Stone. Uh-huh.
Seth Crew.
There you go, man. Just tell them to check out Strange Music. You got a lot of people over there to get to check out.
Well, at the same time, you should check out Suburban Noise, since he's never really heard Suburban Noise too much.
Of what? The hell did you just say?
Sub Noise.
Oh, Sub Noise. I thought you said Super Noise. I was like, the fuck is that?
No. Not like, well, I originally said Suburban Noise, but,
oh.
You know, mostly.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm really not quite sure who's still over there.
I don't know. I'll find out maybe on Monday when I call up James and set up an interview with somebody.
Shit, man, you should try to get a Quaelio up on here. That'd be pretty dope.
I'm going to definitely try that. Well, speaking of a Quaelio, here we go with OJ Did It.
OJ Did It. OJ Did It.
OJ Did It. OJ Did It.
OJ Did It.
Former American football star and actor OJ Simpson stood accused of murdering his ex-wife Nicole and waiter Ron Goldman in a bloody knife attack.
Election find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
The verdict divided America and the world. In the eyes of many, despite his repeated protestations of innocence, he was and remains a guilty man. But the world has not been told the full story.
Guilty is what the verdict should have been. Shackled and stuffed in a pen. His wife was fucking his friend, so he lost it and gave her what he thought she deserved and more. A crime of passion, a jealous rage, stabbing a screaming whore. Completely gore, even the score. Waited till Ron got to the door, and to see if Nicole was at home for sure. The dogs knew he was there, but they didn't. He was hit as the steps were getting louder. He was getting anxious from sitting and waiting for the doorbell to ring. And for Ron and Nicole to expose their little fling. And once the front door was closed, his eyes got teary. All the days that she left him weary was the cause of this theory.
I don't know about your theory, it's theory, I'm not convinced. It seems the jury was clearly convinced of his innocence. It's evident that the evidence used in his defense contradicts what they found off his shoes and his footprints. His bloody Bruno Mali's were muddy, the scene was ugly, was he guilty of murder? Let's open the case further, the murder glove didn't fit, seems love didn't exist, with Orenthal and his wife, which led to her getting sliced with a knife.
Yeah, knife.
Till she bled out on the patio.
That's my point exactly, what makes you think he didn't stab her though? A 6'1 pro bowler, couldn't grab a throat, kill her then tackle roll to the gravel like a natural, they grab him both, stab him in the back to moat, like they did him with his factual, they got him. No voice, cause she was cheating, that's a fact, you know.
Is that reason to attack him? No babbling how he slashed the throat. Thrasher gave her gas until blood rushed out and slashed his clothes.
But he left the left glove, and his left hand was cut.
But pinning the murder on him, that evidence ain't enough.
His blood in the Bronco, are you telling me that was planted?
It's possible nowadays, you can't take anything for granted.
This film reveals that the evidence heard in court was only part of the real
OJ
issue.
Did it. No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, he took that neck and slid it.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't. See that glove, he couldn't fit it.
OJ did it.
Yeah, he did it. It's a must that you admit it.
OJ did it.
If he did it, then he wouldn't have been acquitted.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
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 OJ did it.
Someone tell me how the guilty gets acquitted.
OJ did it.
All the evidence is saying that he did it.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
OJ did it.
Did he?
Did he?
No, he didn't.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
OJ did it. Did he?
No.
It finally hit him. This murderous crime was on his mind. One time wanted him dead or alive. They ride together. Slashes and screams as this tyrant. Left Bundy bloody. Now the rings of a siren. Leaves him to staring in a barrel, his spirit is broke. Rob Kardashian reads a letter to the press that he wrote. The guilt eating away, eating away. Bronco's feeding away. This is blatant, but boy do I need to say.
I can give several scenarios showing you OJ's innocent. Though he's looking incriminate, what I present is intricate. See, he had a son with a bad degenerate temperament who handled sharp instruments that may have led to dismemberment. He was a chef in Nob, they were his specialty. Had an aggressive past, and violence was in his pedigree. Assaulted his girl in his vault, which is a recipe. Explaining through destiny why Nikki Simpson arrested him.
Nah, no, 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 he's just another nigga. You really think a son will kill a mother figure? You're just describing a scar kid that is scarred, cause his daddy is rich, but still he has to work a job. OJ did it, bullshit, don't let him sell to you. Killing people for daddy when you hate him, that is hell to do. Where was Mr. Juice on that night? That's what you failed to prove. If Jason called the missiles in their bodies, now that spells kahoot, but that didn't happen.
Well, then what did? We go through all the evidence now.
Except what did, Mr. Snake Charmer? It seems that there's a kink in your armor. Kardashian and Cochran died. Is this related to karma? And is it karma with OJ and all this time that he's facing?
I'm just saying his son was named Jason, and they were stabbed.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
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 OJ did it.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, he took that neck and slid it.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't. See that glove, he couldn't fit it.
OJ did it.
Yeah, he did it. It's a must that you admit it.
OJ did it.
If he did it, then he wouldn't have been acquitted.
OJ did it.
No, he didn't.
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 OJ did it.
Someone tell me how the guilty gets acquitted.
OJ did it.
All the evidence is saying that he did it.
OJ did it.
No, he did it.
OJ did it.
No, he did it.
OJ did it.
Did he?
No.
And we're back.
So how you feel about that?
Definitely some dope fucking funny shit.
It's quite interesting to see performed live. Just have a big old chant of OJ did it.
Hell yeah.
And somebody left a comment on the YouTube video for that song talking about, do you think OJ would bump his song?
Probably.
It's almost as crazy as that one song they perform. They just sing I'm Corrupt, like, for a while. I'm like, what the fuck? But no, they definitely got a good live show, though, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I definitely got to check it out one day. No, well, you know, it never come out this way.
Should have went to that show that was just there on the 20th.
Yeah, but I didn't have to work.
Weren't you off that day?
I don't know.
That was Sunday.
Okay, yeah, I guess that was, but I didn't have the money for it.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people on this damn show this time. They had ABK on there do a whole set now, and then they had ROC, man. He actually did, like, pretty long set just himself.
Hell yeah.
And then he came out during Blaze, too.
Well, I figured he would.
I mean, it was pretty cool, though, at the end of the show where Twist, you know, they were just thanking everybody and shit, you know, and then took a big bow, you know. They're still cool dudes, you know. No hard feelings between, you know, them and the Juggalos.
Yeah.
You know, no longer being on Psychopathic and all that.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, people are still think, you know, what they think sometimes. But, you know, I'm thinking that they're not cool with the Juggalos anymore because of the fact they're not on Psychopathic anymore.
I don't know, man. I don't know why people think that, though, man. I mean, they're still down as fuck. Still cool dudes. Still put on a dope show.
Exactly.
It just so happens to be just them doing it for themselves.
Oh, it should be sometimes. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta do shit yourself.
Exactly.
It's the only way it gets done right.
That's the way I look at it. Oh, yeah, by the way, our old friend Mary called in.
Mary? Wow. I didn't know she's still alive.
Yeah, I know, right?
And what the hell's she up to? How many kids she got now?
I don't know. She called in for a bit.
Oh, somebody's on Skype. Who the fuck uses Skype?
I don't know, but I almost killed Spider-Man.
You almost killed Spider-Man?
Yep.
It's like impossible, since he's fictional.
Well, you'd think it'd be impossible, but, shit, with my luck, I'd probably kill him.
Yeah, you know who I saw at the show, though?
Birdman. Or,
Birdman?
Birdman.
No, man, I saw this one dude that does, like, YouTube videos and shit. Like, he's always talking about Twisted and shit. I don't know what that was name is, though. But I was like, wait, man, that's that fucking dude that does some YouTube videos I watched a few times.
Damn.
I don't know, it's like a big fat dude. I don't know what his name is, though.
A big fat dude. That's the best way to describe him. Big fat dude.
Well, that doesn't help anything when explaining a Juggalo. I mean, we all pretty much fat.
Oh, yeah.
But then you got, like, these crackheads, man, at the shows and shit, but they just keep going back and forth, like, ooh, all cracked out of your fucking mind.
That sounds about right.
Or, like, there was people in, like, the upper area, and one of them dropped a can of beer on this chick's head, man, just boom, right in the fucking head.
The fuck?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck just happened? But then I saw, like, she had, like, beer on her fucking forehead and shit. Like, she's talking about somebody threw a beer at her. That must have fucking hurt, though. Dropping from upstairs down on you. Filled.
Yeah. Probably funny at the same time, though.
It was very unexpected.
Damn it, Chris. I have to kill your ass.
Who the fuck is Chris?
Oh, they got this rat dude in the Spider-Man game that looks exactly like Chris.
Say a rat dude?
Yeah, that dude, that's like a big giant rat.
A rat?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? Who the hell is rat?
I don't fucking know. They got all these new fucking characters and like for the Amazing Spider-Man game. And as I said, one just happens to be like a fucking rat form of a human, like in the form of man, and it looks like Chris.
Well, he is, you know. I don't know. Sneaky little bastard.
I hate it when I have to fucking try and do up this shit.
What?
Oh, now I'm fucking playing the game in a harder mode.
Okay, then. What the hell did you play it on to begin with?
Well, the first one was fucking... Hold on. He was human mode. Now
it's like human mode?
Yeah.
They actually have you play as a human? Really?
Well, that's how they have you start.
Well, that's pretty lame.
Yeah, it usually is. Hey, it's a good game, though.
I've played a Spider-Man game before. Back on PlayStation 2.
Well, now, like, when I've got this for fucking PS3, I got Ghostbusters for PS3. Like I said, I got Brink. I haven't gotten around to play that game yet.
You should play that, man. You could beat that in like a day too.
I think Tyler fell asleep.
I think he OD'd.
No, I'm staying.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, for a minute, like, we thought you just... Well, he thought you died. And I just thought you passed out.
No, you should play him some, another song by them people called Shaking My Head.
You can definitely do that. Here we go.
Wag the dog.
The dog is wagging. P-P-Y-L-O-K. Cause I can't K-I-T with the fake. I L-O-L-O-K.
bucks, fuck on subscription.
Signals fading, not enough bars. YouTube famous, not enough stars. I'm browsing, shopping through all this nonsense. World star hip hop, too much content.
YBF and MTO.
Hoes be pimps and pimps be hoes. Empty souls, it's worse than TV.
It's worse than TV, a Healy DD.
Facebook blogging, Twitter texting, pedophiles.
And nigger sex.
Lesbian gays, bullies and cheaters.
Hannah Montana and Justin Bieber.
Obama's nation.
Osama's faking.
Osama bin Laden, who bombed the nation. Who bombed the Haitians?
Who bombed the Haitians? That's dumb. And the abomination, nigga.
P-P-Y-L-O-K, cause I can't K-I-T with the fake. I L-O-L all day, cause the world make me wanna S-M-D-A. Got me shaking my head, 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 shaking my head.
I think we're back.
Yeah, we are. I think anyway.
The Illuminati, the devil people.
Oh, fuck.
That's what he just said in that song right there.
Oh, man.
They said the Illuminati, and in the background he said the devil people.
Goddamn rat people. I'm gonna kill your ass, Chris. Stop making your own kind.
And what kind of powers does the rat have?
Fuck if I know.
Well, what the fuck is it doing?
Well, right now I'm facing his damn people. Unfortunately, Chris spawned.
Well, this is the last thing we need.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. God damn it, Chris. Just die already.
He's going to be having kids with that man chick.
That I wouldn't doubt it.
Shout out to Heather.
No, let's get it correct. Heather's a fucking robot.
Man, we saw a picture of her, man, kind of looking like a dude.
Yeah, kind of.
Stupid robots versus rat man.
Yeah, I told you there was a rat man in here, and even Spider-Man says it.
And that's even his name, Rat Man.
I know, right?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. It works out perfectly. Man, did that just go full game dump? That just goes completely round and purple.
Just as long as it isn't as boring as, what's his name? Sandman or whatever in Spider-Man 3.
It's not that boring.
That shit was fucking stupid.
It's definitely a good game, though, man. Like,
oh, yeah, I keep talking it up. Maybe I'll buy it.
You should definitely buy it.
Trying to sell it to me like you fucking R-Truth or something.
Get the game in there, ghetto. You know you want to.
So Victoria is excited about the CM Punk match tomorrow?
She would be.
I didn't even know she watched wrestling.
Well, I think we kind of figured that one out when, you know, she told us to leave fucking Roman Reigns alone.
That was just last week.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, man, I didn't know she fucking watched wrestling at all. I guess she just watches the guys.
Yeah, unless she is a guy.
I don't think she's a guy, man. She got big ass titties.
And that's trannies with fucking big ass titties out there too, somewhere.
And she had a kid, man. So yeah, I don't think it's a dude.
It's not. Well, and again, they make them pretty fucking realistic.
Man, if you didn't have a fucking vagina to begin with, man, you ain't gonna be able to fucking have a kid with a fake one.
True.
Come on now, man. If that's possible,
oh,
man,
then
that's fucking weird.
And pathetic fucking chick then, because of the fact she likes Marines.
No, she's just a moron for that.
Well, that too.
So now we just wait for WWE 2K14 to come out on Tuesday.
That would be perfect. I can't wait for that.
Maybe they'll have some special midnight thing. I could just pick it up at midnight.
And I wish I could do that.
But I don't know if they're going to have that anywhere or anything, since it's really not all that special.
Yeah, true.
So did you know that Virgil is going to be a downloadable character?
Why the fuck is he going to be a goddamn downloadable character for?
I guess because they got, you know, the Million Dollar Man in there.
Yeah, but he doesn't do shit.
Well, and they're going to have Bruno Sammartino in there, too.
Well, that makes more sense. You know, he's an actual wrestler.
Then, of course, they're going to have Fandango and Big E downloadable characters as well.
Well. Yay.
Are you not excited? Does that not impress you?
No. We have Fandango before and something like that. Is it downloadable something?
No.
I thought we did.
We had the one people created.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking of then.
Oh, and I hear that they're going to have more slots for when you download people.
Well, about damn time.
Apparently it's supposed to be like 100 now instead of 50. So, I mean, if that's true, that'd be fucking dope.
Hell yeah.
Delayed reaction.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know.
No, I don't know.
Damn it. The hell with me, little fucking rat man.
Man, he's still fighting fucking rat man.
Unfortunately.
Well, you can have fun when you put Brink in, man, when you gotta create your own character.
Yeah, I was gonna fucking kill something then.
You could, what the hell is it on that game? You gotta save the Ark.
The fuck's an Ark?
Whatever the hell the place is that they're at. Yeah. You could be the people that are trying to get off of the place, or you could be the police. Well, either way you gotta do both missions if you wanna complete it all. But you can have fun with that since you enjoy shooting people so much.
What's not to like about that? It's so much fun.
Yes.
Especially when you're thinking of it as Obama.
Now, if only somebody would really do that. I mean, one shot, boom, and we're good.
And I'd be in heaven.
And he'd be in hell.
Oh, yes. Because right now, we're in hell, and he's the one in heaven.
Speaking of which, I don't know. People try to, or my family tried to tell me that, apparently people that don't have, like, some type of health care now or some shit will be charged a fine.
Oh, fuck.
Like, that's the type of shit Obama's doing now or something.
Yeah. I mean, come on. First it takes away the money of, takes away fucking, you know, takes away the fucking money of the fucking veterans and shit like that. No, fucking like people in the military.
Well, I'm just saying the whole healthcare thing or whatever, man. I guess if you're fining people and whatnot, well, I ain't gonna be able to pay that and be in jail.
Yeah.
What do you win for? Because Obama fined me too much because I didn't have healthcare.
Probably.
Like, that's just fucking stupid. Get that son of a bitch out of here.
Yes, please.
Let's put Havoc in office. Yeah. That'll happen.
Hey, I'd probably be a better president than fucking Obama.
Yeah, just think about it. Think about all those shoes you could piss in.
Yeah, all them foreign shoes. Big man, I'm off tomorrow. I'm off, well, today, tomorrow, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Which means we get to watch all of, which is like actually be, get to be home for fucking Hell in a Cell.
and The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So, let's see, you could watch the pay-per-view, or you could watch the pay-per-view and then watch The Walking Dead and then come back to the pay-per-view.
I'll just watch them both at the same time.
Man, fuck that. We're going to find out that Kyler's setting all the zombies on fire.
Right, I wouldn't doubt it.
Did they ever tell us who was doing that in the last season?
I think so.
I remember they had that shit going on. They used to, you know, capture the zombies and keep them in a hole and shit. And then somebody went through and set them all on fire. And then now, this season, somebody's going around burning them again. Except they're in the prison.
Yeah, no, right? What the fuck?
So who's it going to be? Is it going to be the governor? Or is it going to be somebody new?
Hopefully it's the governor.
Well, he got to come back at some point. They got to kill him.
Yeah.
He's the only bad guy.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, more or less, you know, he is the one who's responsible for all that.
Unless you want to count the zombies.
Well, I guess you count the zombies as the bad guys.
They're just hungry.
Yeah, everybody's got to eat now and then.
Yeah. But apparently you become a zombie if you have a cold.
Yeah, that's a whole new thing now, huh?
Yeah, like you don't even have to be bit by zombies to be a zombie. So how exactly are you supposed to survive?
I don't know.
Because they were already, infected as shit whatever from that one place that they told us about last season. And then, of course, you know, the whole biting thing. And then now, a cold. There's no getting away from it.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
Well, before you die, you become a zombie.
Yeah. Become a zombie. And again?
It's no longer before you die, you see the ring. No, it's no longer that.
Nope, now it's you die from a cold.
You become a zombie from a cold.
Well, yeah. Same different.
So how about I saw an episode of Law and Order earlier, and it had that Beth girl in it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know when it was from, but she was playing like a kidnapped girl on her.
Damn. But, hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to kill this thing.
Oh, shit's getting serious over there.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna get some fucking machine type thing that's trying to kill me because of the fact Spider-Man is a cross species between a human and a spider. What the fuck are the Avengers when you need them?
But it's a robot.
Yeah, it's a robot.
It doesn't have any room to talk.
No, but it was programmed to go out to anybody who's, you know, like a cross species and shit like that.
Where's the Avengers? They're not going to save Spider-Man.
Why not? He's an Avenger.
Man, they don't like him. They ain't even put him in a movie.
Well, not yet, anyway.
Not ever. Because Spider-Man's weak. What the fuck's he going to do? Shoot you with spider webs.
Why the fuck is it on my fucking dress? They want these damn comments.
Why are you wearing a dress?
I don't fucking know. How do I edit this damn thing?
What? Why are you wearing a dress, Havoc?
I don't know, but Gilgi's about to be wearing a dress in a minute.
What the hell are you doing, man? Don't be doing that nonsense.
Well, I'm doing a bit comic, or bit strips, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Dude, I like how people are now asking, who has that?
Yeah, right?
And now it's everyone.
I'll be ready to get him.
Great.
Oh, I just pressed share, apparently.
Yeah, that would help.
Well, I pressed post as well, but I didn't want to post. But unfortunately, it's still down on fucking Facebook, so can't really do anything about it.
That's still ridiculous.
Yeah. How the fuck does this shit even overload? I mean, there's like a slew of people on Facebook, and you don't see anything else overloading up on there.
And I bet you they're all using that for some reason.
Probably.
Man, I want to freaking use the cartoon version of myself and make like some type of CD cover or some shit.
You should.
Like, I don't know how I would do that though.
No idea. Why is it so hard to find Tammy up on this shit?
On what?
Oh, there she is.
I mean, it should be under Tammy.
Oh, there's a shitload of Tammys on my fucking page, unfortunately.
And they all have that?
A couple to have it. Alright, I'll bury Pista in the fucking sand. And fucking, it kicks in in her fucking eyes.
What the hell?
And
you get online, you'll see it.
I thought you said this thing doesn't work.
Well, I have it working on my iPod. It's just not working on Facebook directly.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Tell me about it.
So, how about I saw somebody make a video of them opening up Forgotten Fresh's Volume 5 already? Now, how do you just manage to have a copy right now?
I don't even know.
And I like in the video, he's like, and I'm not ripping it for anyone.
It's probably not even the real fucking thing.
No, it's the real thing. He was filming it, you know, the whole thing. He was looking through the CD shit.
Let's find out here. Yeah, it's still a fucking pre-order and shit.
I'm just saying, man, he does got a copy of it, whoever the fuck he is.
How the fuck did he get a copy?
Who knows? How do these damn people ever get a copy of this shit?
Like he was sitting there right here. Fucking. This item is a pre-order. It will be shipped to arrive to you on street day. 10/29/13.
And in the booklet, they show you the setup of the next Joker's chords. What are they going to be?
Maybe a Ringmaster Part 3. Or Riddle Box Part 2, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Well, he was talking, man. He was like, if you notice the colors, you know, and, you know, it's about to be the third Joker's chord, and the colors are, you know, the colors of, like, Riddle Box.
Oh, joy.
For the FF5.
Oh, joy.
So what is that going to bring for the next Joker's chord? Something like Riddle Box, maybe?
Yeah. It's so potentially as dope as could be.
Yeah, as dope as Riddle Box. Let's see if that happens.
I doubt that'll happen. I'm going to tag Gilgi in this picture.
Oh, great.
There. You're tagged.
Wonderful.
Yep, you're tagged in a picture where Kiss is buried in sand. This shit's funny as all hell.
Am I even in the picture?
No, it's just Kissa.
Then what the fuck?
I mean, I could probably put you in a picture.
How the hell does that work? You able to just make a picture with somebody else?
Oh, what's find out?
Just like by themselves.
But not by themselves now. That's the happy shit. Fuck the kind of shit. Recent and better.
Happy shit.
Yeah, up on fucking the app. It gives you fucking like it do gestures like kindness, compliments, gifts, romance, and jokes, pranks,
yeah.
Insult, text, all that crap.
Like I made that one about Shelby, saying she never has any interesting stories to tell me. with her saying, "Ain't nobody got time for that."
I'm gonna steal a Ghetto G one and say, put an evil Havoc in Havoc's closet.
That shit was hilarious when I saw that.
Oh, now I got one.
There probably is an evil Havoc in your closet.
But I would have doubted.
Or it just might be Chris.
God, I hope not. Kill his ass.
Or be careful next time you open your closet.
Yeah. And I'm fucking... end up interrupting Chris fucking his dog.
That would suck for you.
But I'd have nightmares for the rest of my life.
How do you think the dog feels?
Yeah, Kyler, man, we could give you some advice, man. If you ever run into someone named Psycho Killer, a.k.a. Chris, run the other way.
No.
he enjoys bestiality.
Yes, and being fucking locked up by his sister.
Oh, he loves that.
So he's into fucking bestiality.
He does that every weekend.
Yeah, he's into bestiality and incest all at the same time.
Yeah, dude, he's all sorts of fucked up. He's a special kind of stupid.
Yeah, he really is.
Speaking of which, shouldn't he have been live tonight?
Probably. Oh, I don't pay attention to that faggot shit. Period.
Well, I don't think anybody does.
Probably not. How many of these damn robots are there?
A lot.
Apparently.
Man, that's how I felt playing that fucking God of War game, man. Them fucking people they have on there, they just keep fucking coming.
Yeah. Now I'm up against two robots.
Like at one part, man, they got them fucking flying things, man. They just kept coming and coming. I was like, fucking stop her.
Yeah, they don't go away.
Damn it, go away, you fucking evil robot.
I don't even ever remember seeing robots with Spider-Man.
I don't either. Why the fuck are these things in here?
Rat-Man, robots, what the fuck? Where the hell's the damn people we actually know? Like, what was that dude's name? Like, Lizard Man or some shit?
Well, the lizard's in here, but,
The lizard, there we go. Lizard Man is, Soul Calibur. Or, like, Dr. Octopus.
Yeah.
Sandman. Or the Green Goblin. Or Venom.
Yeah, man, where the fuck is Venom at so I can fucking whoop his ass in this game?
Then have that suit eat you. And then you become Venom.
Yeah, that was the shit right there.
Or where the hell is, what's his name? Kingpin.
Fuck if I know.
Well, who the fuck is, like, even supposed to be in this game? Just get a whole bunch of nothings.
Exactly.
Did they have any big bosses in there? You played the game through already.
Not really too fucking, not really many bosses, nah.
Well, what the fuck then?
Yeah, it's just...
So none of them people that we just named are even in the game?
The lizard's in it, yeah, but he's not a big boss anymore. He's more along the lines of trying to help Spider-Man fucking stop this and some kind of fucking meeting and stuff like that.
He's trying to help Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't know why he's trying to help Spider-Man 4, but...
Well, now this game sounds pretty fucking dumb, then. Just get a bunch of robots and rat men in there.
Yeah. Is somebody snoring over there?
No.
Nah, it sounds like it.
I don't even hear nothing. What the hell are you even talking about?
I heard somebody snoring. Or a snort or something like that.
More along the lines of snorting. Sometimes he likes to trick people. He puts out a line of pixie sticks and then cocaine next to him. And you have to choose.
You know, games are hard to play when your fucking palms are all sweaty and shit.
Excuse me, sweaty palms. Wipe your hands off, you sweaty bastard.
Man, I do that, but goddamn.
Well, Why the hell are your hands sweating so much?
Because I'm holding this damn controller so damn tight, trying to fucking beat these damn robot things again.
So your hands sweat?
Yeah.
That's funny. I just saw that old episode of Ridiculousness. They're talking about Chanel's sweaty palms.
What the fuck?
Talking about she gets sweaty palms and shit when she gets nervous or whatever. Ooh, eavesdrop. My spider sense is tingling. Spider-Man, we're putting you back in the ring to be a wrestler again.
What the fuck?
Did you ever see Spider-Man?
Yes, but I don't think he wants to be a part of that.
where he went to go make some money.
Yeah, and then his uncle Ben died.
Yeah. So
I think
you saw the new Spider-Man, right? Are there Rat Men in there?
No.
So you're playing this game that has nothing to do with Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it does not.
Damn you, whoever made that.
Marvel. An active son thingamajigger. Now I'm running along the side of the fucking roof.
Yeah, that's usually what Spider-Man does.
Well, I got somebody's house, trying to get a peep in, but didn't want to let me peep in.
What the fuck? You fucking pervert. Yeah, that's what Havoc would do if he had Spider-Man powers. He'd climb up buildings so he could look in people's windows.
Hell yeah, who wouldn't want to do that?
Normal people.
Well, we ain't normal juggalos.
I'm just saying, I don't want to climb up the building and look at people's windows.
Well, just think, man. With that power, you know, you can just fucking
this isn't working.
Selena Gomez, there you go.
I see. Do I really gotta climb up a building for that?
You could. Stop chasing me, you damn fucking robots. Leave me alone.
You always think you're alone, but there's always everywhere.
New York City. Spider-Man is falling to his doom.
I thought it was pretty dope that they, performed that song, Blink, at the show last night.
Hell yeah.
Where, like, they did first day out.
So, how much old shit did they fucking do?
They did a bunch of old shit. And they kept playing in between tracks. Old school. Of course, you know, they did the classics like, you know, We Don't Die, Rock the Dead.
Hell yeah.
And then they ended it with Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
That one's dope.
Yeah, they did a bunch of old shit, though, man. Like, they didn't really do very much new shit. They did Down With Us, of course. They did that one.
Hey, that was fucking dope. There's two or three.
They performed Buckets of Blood.
Yeah, I mean, fucking run away.
They performed Afraid of Me.
So it's pretty much like, you know, fucking, like, you know, like them back on Psychopathic in a way. Just doing, like,
They did Bad Side. Yeah, they did a bunch of all that shit that they made when they were with Psychopath.
Hell yeah. My question, you know, did they do the same thing for the one here? You know, like the one I was in Massachusetts? Or did they just fucking switch up the set list?
How the hell am I supposed to know?
Your friends at Ford, ask him.
That would mean I would have to talk to him.
Exactly.
And I don't want to know what the hell's going to come out of his mouth. But I don't know. Apparently, that John dude knew the set was going to end with that song, so I guess they ended the same way everywhere.
Possibility.
As for what the hell they play at other shows, I have no idea. But this tour that they're on right now for this, it's not very long. They only had a few tour dates on the shirt.
Damn. Run, Spider-Man.
I like how they were selling twisted, like, masks. like real ghetto ones. Like a fucking cutout of their face. That's all it was.
Damn it. What the fuck's happening here?
More robots are showing up.
There's already a shitload of robots. We got people fucking things like fucking popping up out of nowhere.
Well, that's usually what happens in video games.
Oh, look at that. Hold this.
What?
I gotta pick up whatever the fuck this is. The fuck's the medical shelter? Fuck it. I'm gonna drop your ass. Fuck off me.
I was in the shelter?
I gotta find a fucking medical shelter here or something like that.
It's like in that game, Infamous, man, all these damn medical things going on and shit. You gotta, help people out and shit. Because people are getting sick because they're putting, like, black tar shit in the water. Yeah, and then, like, they were all sick and shit or whatever. And then there's the one part where they're putting gas in the city and shit. And then these people just go nuts and they just come after you. So you just stand in the street and just start fucking people up. They come running at you, you just fucking kick them and shit. It's pretty fun. Like, bitch, you came after me.
And I'll probably end up playing Brink tomorrow or later before fucking.
No, you won't. You're still going to be playing this game.
It's a good game. I mean, for most part, I mean, I ain't got. Unfortunately, I don't get to face fucking Doc Ock or any of them. I have to face
man,
off against.
That's the whole point of Spider-Man. To fight the villains and shit. You're just fighting a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
It's like practice.
Yeah, I'm facing the love children.
Love children of what?
Well, consider if like every single, well, I guess apparently whatever the fuck his damn name is. Continued up the fucking experiments and shit like that, and let's see, I had to go up against the Rhino, which is fucking nuts.
Oh, so Rhino's in the game, there you go.
And then I had to go up against fucking Ratman and robots, and now I gotta get all these fucking infected people to a fucking medical shelter.
Now, how the hell are you supposed to do that?
You pick them up and you just start swinging with them on your back. Can't get to the medical shelter.
What the fuck? How the hell are you supposed to swing with people on your back?
I don't know. But I do it.
Wouldn't that make it a lot harder to fucking swing?
Let's see, I unlocked some shit.
That's like how in an infamous game you gotta escort these bad guys and shit to the fucking jail and shit. And then they don't fucking listen to you. And they start running off. And you fucking shock them like, bitch, get back here.
Well, I'm going to switch this game down so that way my hands can quit sweating.
Yeah, you play a game for too fucking long, man, your hands are going to get stuck that way.
Yeah, probably.
That's how I felt when I was playing fucking God of War and shit, man. Just playing it for hours and shit. My damn hands were like, wow.
How about the fact that NXT had one of the best matches of them all? Once.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
He was tag match. Paige and Emma versus Summer Rae and Sasha Banks.
Uh-oh. And who won?
Summer Rae and Sasha Banks.
Well, damn.
Hell yeah, it was like fucking that was one hell of a match. And then of course afterwards, fucking Summer Rae and Sasha Banks got their asses whooped by Paige and Emma, and Emma started doing her little dance.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What would you do if Emma came to, like, Raw or Smack, well, mainly Raw, and just started doing that fucking dance?
I have no idea. Kicker.
How the fuck are you going to kick her to the TV?
didn't say she was on TV, man. You said here.
I said it wrong. In general.
Oh, well, then I'm going to end up like Vanessa's TV and break it. Because the other day she said she was looking at her TV. I was like, you're just fucking looking at it? You're not watching anything? And she said it was broken.
How the fuck did it break?
She said she threw something through it or whatever.
Oh, good job, Vanessa.
Yeah. What the fuck? She must have been playing Wii or something. Forgot to put the strap on.
Yeah, she definitely forgot her strap on.
Sick bastard.
Hey, you said it, not me.
You're a sick bastard, Tommy.
Yeah, now she gets no TV.
I don't know. She says, like, a few channels work or something.
How the fuck does that work? If, you know, if she puts something through the fucking TV?
I don't fucking know, man. At least I think that's what she told me. Really didn't care that her TV was broke.
Well, if she puts something through the TV, they give me. I mean, yeah.
Man, I don't know,
channel.
Man. Okay, you don't understand. You don't understand who you're dealing with.
I think I want to understand who I'm dealing with.
Probably not.
Oh, who do you think's gonna win tomorrow night?
Win what?
AJ and Brie, or John Cena and Alberto Del Rio, and Punk versus Heyman and Ryback.
I think Damian Sandow's going to win that match.
One between Ryback and Punk and Heyman?
No. The John Cena Del Rio match. John Cena's going to win, and then Sandow's going to cash in.
Yeah, good for Mister. I was going to say, it would be weird as all hell if fucking Sandow came in and just won between fucking Ryback, Heyman, and Punk.
You're welcome.
Okay, fine. How about Big E versus Curtis Axel?
Who fucking cares? But let's say Big E, and let's say AJ wins. Let's say Daniel Bryan wins.
Let's say Damian Sandow wins.
I already said that, motherfucker. He's going to win all the matches. You're welcome.
Let's say, hopefully the Usos win. Or the